Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, the vibes are back. Are the vibes back?
See, Kyle thought I left. I didn't leave.
Disappearing, I mean, act. Douglas.
It's not like you have a history or anything.
Yeah, I thought you did too. All right, welcome back. Midday
he said,
show.
Not like I didn't have a history. You mean kind of like the Phillies? You won't let me forget my history?
Oh, come on.
Wow, that was, no, that was a low blow.
It was. At
really?
The Phillies. At the Phillies.
I've had a low blow. You hit below the belt every day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
what are you talking about? You do that every day.
Hold on a second.
So I had one moment where I hit below the belt. You got something to say.
Yeah, I would say it is a little bit harder to win the World Series than to remember to stay in the studio from 10 to 2.
Every now and then I forget the breaks run a little longer. You know what I mean? I got stuff to do.
Yeah. Like a show? Your job?
I really like
I'm
how
offended.
You compare trying to get through the postseason to just sitting down in here when the breaks are done. It's not that hard.
No, we were having a conversation and I forgot I left something in the microwave.
Yeah, you did. All right, 215-592-9494.
You know, Pop don't eat his breakfast. He got to take a little while to get going.
All right, Pop, is this one feel different? Does it feel different, this Phillies team, as we head towards October? It does for me. And it's really, a lot of it is the way they've responded to bad things happen to every team, and a lot of bad things happen to this team. They've lost Harper for a month. They lost Wheeler for the season. Trey now on the injured list. We don't even talk about it anymore. Their closer got suspended for 80 games, and they had to roll out there from, what was that, like late May, the Alvarado thing happened, until
they had to adjust.
August 1st, one of the worst bullpens of baseball, and they still kept their heads above water, and here they are now, 10 games up in the National League. It feels different to me because of the resiliency they're showing. Yeah,
I got to say, I'm almost glad that we can't put Alvarado out there in October. I just don't trust him.
Well, he gave up a home run to Soto last night.
Good. You know what? Get lost.
I'd rather win this without him. I'd rather win it without him. Yeah,
he's still going to get a ring, though. I mean, we win the World Series, he gets a ring.
If I could vote, I wouldn't give him a ring.
See that?
He got suspended for 80 games.
That sounds petty.
80 games?
Oh, that's a lot of games.
Yeah.
But
remember the game Romano blew in San Francisco?
Yes.
That wouldn't have been him on the mound. I'm still upset about that one. All right, let's get to Topper, what he said last night about the resiliency of this team through all the injuries they've had.
We've lost guys, and other guys just step in and take hold of the situation. I think that's what we're going through right now. I think everybody understands where we're at and what we need to do to get this thing done. And things change in a heartbeat. So, I'm not counting my chickens right now. We just got to keep moving.
Sounds like Hugh Douglas over there, not counting his
chickens. You can't count your chickens,
man. Yeah, but I could look forward to October. We're 10 up. This division
is
done.
That's our God-given right to do that. But at the end of the day, what is your big? When it comes to this team, what is your biggest fear?
The 2025, I'm going to use what Kyle said. Now, I'm not looking back in the past. My biggest fear with the 2025 Phillies is that as the postseason goes on, they're going to miss Wheeler.
That's your biggest fear.
Yeah, that at some point the effect of Wheeler will be felt. Like game four, when we're unsure what we got, that would have been Luzardo, who's got to pitch game three, right? The trickle down of not having that great pitcher in the biggest games, that's my biggest fear.
What's your biggest fear, Kyle?
I mean, my biggest fear, man, that's a tough one, Hugh. I don't, like, honestly, right now, I'm too high on the team to, like,
there we go.
Yeah, like,
I'm not trying to be negative,
what's their Achilles heel? I guess my biggest fear is, so, like, the bottom part of the lineup that's hot right now,
okay,
doesn't sustain that going into the postseason.
And that's fair.
My biggest fear is, you know, because what was it, last night, 11-2 or whatever it was?
Three, yeah, whatever.
Being in games where you only get one run and you lose 3-1 or 3-2 or something like that because you don't hit. Like, since I've been here, that has been the issue for this squad. Like, they don't hit when they need to hit. There's no timely hitting because everybody feels like they have to knock the cover off the ball in order to win the game.
It absolutely has been a problem. I will say this about a big part of that. Trey has been different this year. Trey has been a more consistent, less volatile hitter. Now,
that's fair.
You could say, hey, we got to see if he has his timing, right? He's going to miss the final few weeks of the season. Mm-hmm. He's got to come back cold. But I would think this version of Trey is more ready for the playoffs than the last few.
That's another one, though. Like, if he comes back, does he need time to get back to that same version?
I mean, it's just bad timing. It's just bad. But the bottom line is, they've shown – I think we could agree on this. They've shown a little bit more mental toughness this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Than the past couple years.
But, you know, in pressure situations, you tend to revert to what you know.
Yep.
And a lot of times, you know, and we've seen it this year at times, when it gets a little – stressful for them. They tend to turtle up a little bit.
You know what we're not going to do? We're not going to let clairvoyant Douglas over here ruin our fun. This is different. All right, let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah?
We are here, Chris. Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Great start. Hey, guys. First off, I just want to send my prayers out to the Kirk family. Folks, we need to stop being so damn sensitive when somebody else, you know, doesn't agree with us. But I just want to put that out there. But can we pivot back here? Hugh.
Yes.
Remember what I told you so, Douglas, that is all the time? This is a new season and a new year. When folks talk about the Eagles, that same thing applies to the Phillies, right?
You talking about leaving the past in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Tell him, Chris.
I think, Chris, that the situation is different because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and we're trying to move on from that because the Eagles are. This is a situation where the past has been our Achilles heel and has kept us from getting to the World Series, or winning the World Series, I should say.
But
so it's a little different.
It's a different team. It's a different vibe. It's a different group. So I thought things were different, but guys, this is absolutely going to be a different than last year. And let me help you get there, Hugh. So they are completely different last year. Last year, after the All-Star break, they went 33-33. Mm-hmm. They just coasted and barely had a heartbeat getting into the postseason. Okay, this year they're 24-17, and still going here, but they've also been smashed with a lot of adversity. We lost Wheeler during the stretch. Trey just went down.
Yep.
And all this team does is when they get hit, they get back up and they keep swinging. And that's what's different. Here's another difference. This postseason, opposing offenses, they only have 8 innings to score because in the 9th, we send out the Durantula. And that is a huge difference. And you know what else, guys? It's interesting you brought up Alvarado because here's a thought for you. If Alvarado didn't get suspended, do we get Durant?
I don't think so. Chris, I think if he doesn't get suspended, it's more likely they get a different bat, a bigger bat, you know, quote unquote, than Bader, and probably get a different reliever. And it's the opposite, but it worked out perfectly because Bader's hit like a star, and Durant is great.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joe, I'm so glad that you mentioned Bader, because there's some apologies that need to be given by, you know, certain people like Spike Haskin. They need to apologize because this guy, everybody kind of poo-pooed it when they picked him up, but this guy's been nothing but great since we've got him. Okay, so you know, guys, at the end of the day, I definitely feel better about this team, and I'm telling you. This team is going to go, it's not last year. Last year is not repeating itself. This year is different. And you know what, though? I want to close by saying this. I know the lines are jammed because there's a lot of people that want to get on the air because, Joe, there's a lot of people that want to apologize to you. You know, when you correctly predicted that the division was over, there were a lot of naysayers out there. So I'm going to look forward to hearing all day today all those people calling in apologizing to Joe Giglia for them being wrong.
Yeah, so I that would be great. I doubt we're going to get those. Yeah, Chris, good phone call. Yeah, no. You know what we could do? I think we did this last year when I said the division was over in June, and it was. Mm-hmm. I think at some point when they clinched, we read some of the fun comments that I received when I said it. So we might have to do that when the Phillies clinched, but they got maybe a week or so till they clinch. So we'll get there. Bottom line is, it does feel different. The Bader thing is huge. I know when we acquired him, it was like, I think we all felt it, whether Spike said it or any of us said it. The reality was, it did feel like they were getting a secondary bat, right? Mm-hmm. He did not feel like a star. But the reality has been, he's played like a star. If I didn't tell you who Harrison Bader's name was, and I just said, Hugh, imagine if they acquire a hitter that hits 330 with power and defense when he gets here. You would say, oh my goodness, that's a needle mover. That's what he's been. I mean, whatever he was in his career, whatever he is moving forward in his career, that's fine. But Harrison Bader has played like a star here.
You know, it's funny. I don't want to pick on any of our coworkers, but I'm going to. I just remember sitting there with Spike.
He was on with us. We were on for the trade deadline
and
show.
He was like, he's just a guy. And what? I remember you saying, he's better than what we have.
Yep.
And he's proven. Like, you talk about a shot in the arm. He's been a shot in the arm. But it's, you know what else is ironic? Because Spike had the Bader shirt on the other day that I asked him about.
Yeah.
That I was told that I can't wear because that's like an exclusive afternoon show thing.
Well, why can't I buy the shirt?
Because they made the edict that it's an exclusive afternoon show thing.
Did they print it themselves?
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just adhering to the rules, man.
If it's available, I'm buying a Bader shirt.
The one thing that we have here at this station now that we haven't had in a long time is synergy.
Yeah.
I want to keep the synergy.
Well, I want a T-shirt, so.
Might not be able to do that. We had to figure out, we got to get some other folks to make some different type of Bader T-shirts, but that was nice. But it was just ironic, now that I think about it, that's the shirt that Spike wore after he said all those mean and hurtful things about Bader when he got here. It's just, you know.
Well, if you perform, we love you, that's all.
No, I'm just saying, but that was kind of mean.
Bottom line.
I think, you know what, I guess I'm getting to the, since we're apologizing today, I think Spike needs to apologize to Harrison Bader for the way that he treated him when he got here.
Call him just a guy? That's apology worthy?
Yeah.
But his career was just a guy.
But he was just a guy, and then you went and bought a T-shirt.
Well, because he's performed like a star.
No, but when he got here, and I quote, he said, it kind of feels like, man, you know, because it's like you had the climax with when you got Duran.
Yes.
And then you just kind of fell off when you got, you know, he was saying they should have did it the other way
around. I know.
Around.
You know what I think is interesting? You're filibustering, blaming Spike so we don't get mad at you for not believing in the Phillies.
I'm not mad. I'm not blaming anybody. Well, I'm just saying, I just thought of the irony.
Yeah. It is ironic.
Yeah, of Spike's, you know, the way he handled that situation.
But Bader is a reason to feel like this is different.
It does. The hair, the swag, the way that he has come in and feels like he's infused whatever it is he brings to the table to the rest of this team. Yeah, they needed that.
He's been awesome. He really has. And once they kind of settled on him playing every day in center field, which took about 2 weeks for them, 3 weeks for them to realize he should, then they were able to do the platoons in left and right, and it's worked out really greatly. It's been amazing. Bruce in D.C.'s up. What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good, Bruce. Man, how was work yesterday? We caught you during work.
Work. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry about that, man. And look, I just wanted to just chime in on something. And it's kind of about yesterday that kind of has something to do with today. Hugh, you know, I'm proud of you because I was going to tell you, my furry brother, that I stand with you. You got to stand in your truth.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you got. I'm just saying, you got to. You got to live your truth, man. I try to tell Joe and Kai, I try to teach.
Please,
every
stop.
Day. Please I get on this station and I try to teach every day.
Yeah, we don't listen, so that's the bottom line. Yep.
Well, that's what makes the show so dynamic, though. You got to have one voice.
The voice of reason.
That's me. Yeah.
The voice of reason. That would be me.
The funniest part is that we both think we're the voice of reason, and most listeners think neither of us are. That's what makes this whole thing work. All right, go ahead, Bruce.
There you go. Okay, so, you know, hey, look, I'm proud of the Phillies. I'm really impressed. You know, I was one of the ones that called. I said, you know, I'm not going to be satisfied about this series unless they win four straight. And look, they're on the cusp of doing that. I think that Topper has done a great job with the platooning. Casty has come around and has brought in. I'm really proud of these guys on where they come. And it's like you said, the outfield is now a strength. It's amazing how they have coalesced and came together on staying focused on winning. Now, here's the thing that I'm looking for going forward, because I still have, you know, some PTSD. I want to keep this thing going. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna start going sideways if they do a stinker out in freaking Kansas City, a team that they should beat. And I'm fully confident that they can win. See, this has been their thing. They beat the teams, the good teams, but then they slip against the ones that they don't. So I'm looking for some consistency in this last 2 weeks. I'm not worried about them going. They've always had LA's number. We match up well with them. But I want to see what they're going to do in this last couple of days. But I think going into the playoffs, if they stay focused, there's no doubt about it. They can not only make it to the World Series, but they can win.
They can. I mean, Bruce, they can. And look, losing Wheeler and not having him in the playoffs, Bruce, we appreciate, obviously makes it more challenging. But even without Wheeler, are there many rotations of baseball they're going to roll out that are better than what we've seen with Sanchez and Suarez and Luzardo recently? Mm. I mean, they were by far the best rotation, and they're probably not by far anymore, but they can still compete. I mean, I don't think there's many rotations out there like, wow, they're way better than the Phillies even without Wheeler. Yeah, they have the Royals this weekend. They go to the Dodgers next week. By the way, that Dodgers series is going to be huge for, you know, to kind of lock up the two seed. But it sounds like the Phillies might have their eyes on the one seed. Here's Max Kepler last night after another big game by him on the Phillies and their eye on maybe having the best overall record in the sport.
Have you guys talked about at all about or thought about all about, I know you don't want to think ahead, it's one game at a time, but with Milwaukee losing today, only two games back in the loss column behind them, for going for the best record all around in baseball.
Yeah, it's real. We're right there behind them. But we still got, I think, like, what, 2-3 weeks of games?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anything can happen. We just have to stay within, you know, the present moment
right. And
do what we can control. But, yeah, we're playing legit baseball right now.
They are playing legit baseball. So they have the Royals this weekend here in Philadelphia. They go to the Dodgers next week. That will be significant to get the bye, which I think they absolutely need. Phillies are about four up on the Dodgers. They'll play them next week. That could lock it up. As far as the outfield goes, with Kepler, with Bader, with Marsh, with Castellanos, how about this? If I told you this on August 1st, you would have said, Joe, there's no way. So the Phillies, at the trade deadline, were on pace to have their worst outfield since like the early 90s. Since August 1st, the Phillies have an 825 OPS from their outfield, sixth best in baseball. That's an incredible turnaround, Hugh. If I had said to you that when Bader got here, they would go from being the worst to, like, average, I would have taken that. They've been sixth best offensively.
Yeah, Topper has been pushing the right buttons, man.
How about that, Topper? Manager of the year, Topper?
Got to win it all, man.
Well, it's just for the regular season.
I know what you're saying, but I mean, yeah. Yeah, I hear you, but you got to win it.
He might have my vote. Topper's done an incredible job the last couple months. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
I think the Bader is just another guy thing. It's mainly because we really didn't know much about him. I mean, unless you follow every team in the league, some of these guys are actually decent on their own team. They're mm-hmm. just not very good. You don't hear much about him.
Right.
He's a solid player, and it definitely bolstered our outfield because him and Marsh can both play left or center. Actually, Bader can probably play right field too.
He probably could. So here's what I think I said then, and I think it's still true, Jeff. He's an above average player, but he's playing above even that since he got here. Like we know this happens with baseball players. Once in a while, they're pretty good, and they'll have 3 months where they're really good. And luckily, we're getting one of those runs out of Bader.
Yep. And overall, I think our pitching staff. So I'll say this. The old run it back like Dombrowski was doing, that lasted until the trade deadline. Now our team's completely different, I think. You got an actual closer, and you've got a starting pitching staff that's really picked up the pace since Wheeler went out. And that to me is the most important thing.
Well, I think the biggest of the rotation part you brought up, Ranger Suarez turning his season back around feels like Sanchez has been good the whole time, right? Really no concern about him. And Lizardo, most of these starts, he's been good. He's had some clunkers, but most of the time he's got good stuff. Ranger was the one, Jeff, that I was like, uh-oh, right? Because he had that bad start in Cincinnati. His velocity was down. Mm-hmm. Last year he faded. Boy, since Wheeler went down, he has turned it up a notch.
Yeah, I got two things on this. So, one, the Phillies lead by far the league in six-plus inning starts by their starting pitchers. I don't even think it's close with the second-place team. The other thing is, what was I going to say? Well, basically, it's the starting pitching for me that's a difference in the last couple of years and their consistency.
Well, they are consistent, and now behind them they have a good bullpen, so if they could get those 6 or even 5 2/3 in the playoffs, so Jeff, appreciate it, you feel like they can get through some of these games. But Robertson, Duran, Strom's been better. I mean, they have the ability to do this now. Look, I just feel this is different. I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win the World Series, but I do feel like this is going to be different in October, and they're not going to be chumps the way last year was.
See, that's the thing, because that's the goal. We've been too close too many times for it not to be that. So that's when we have this conversation, that's exactly what I'm thinking about. And I know that it's hard to do that. No question about that. But that's what we're talking about. How many bites do you get at the apple to push all the right buttons, Joe, to be in this position?
This is probably their last one.
You know
if
what
we're
I mean?
Being real.
And yeah. And at the end of the day, we don't like to say it because that puts too much reality on it. But that's what we're talking about. Like, this may be your last go around. You talk about going to the upper room after this. This team is as this team is constructed this year. They ran it back. If they don't get it done this year, you got to think that they're going to blow it up.
Well, the baseball,
not like baseball. I mean, not like football, but
right.
You know, it's going to change.
Well, I mean, Real Muto's a free agent, and Rangers and Schwarber's a free agent, and we don't know about the health of Wheeler moving forward.
It does feel
like their last shot. So, and I think that's actually playing into why they're so focused right now. I think they know it deep down, too. 215-592-9494. We'll keep the Phillies calls going with you. Deep down, do you feel like this October is going to be different? Eagles Chiefs will throw some stuff in there as well, including an injury that Elliott foreshadowed during our show yesterday and then broke the news on the afternoon show. We'll talk about that, how it impacts the game. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, I know a lot of people like to say fall's right around the corner, but I don't believe it. I think fall is here right now. And you know what that means, people. Two things. Football season is here. And it's pumpkin spice season. And I'm here to tell you about Hatfield and what they're doing. They're taking bacon to a whole new level with pumpkin spice, thick cut bacon, warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold and it's different and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery stores. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.